Welcome back to the Bell Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Let's talk about Saturday night's win. A much tighter game is expected going in, and Michigan Tech able to capitalize on some power plays. Coach, you got three power play goals in this game, and that was huge.
Well, it was, and I'll give Gary Shuchak credit too. I mean, he did a real good job with our power play, and we talk about it a lot, Dirk. It's not necessarily your percentage. It's just when you're getting those goals, especially in a tight game here and there. But the very first one of the game, we get a power play, and we do a real good job on that power play. Big goal gets us off to a good start.
Back up to the point now for Roy, over for Markoff. Back up top for Roy, over for Lucchini. He'll shoot. Score! Jake Lucchini with a great goal!
Well, Jake Lucchini gets the goal, nice goal, but it looked like Gavin Gould was the one that skated right in front of Dave Field at the right time, screening Dave Field, and it looked like Dave Field didn't know where that puck was going.
He didn't, and you could see him a little off on it, and he didn't see it, and he just went down, and it just sort of went under his pad. So, and that's why you need that traffic. The traffic is so critical, because if he sees that clean, he makes that stop easy. He's a very good goaltender, and just that little bit of traffic at the right time can throw you off, or just take your eyes away from the puck just enough to lose track of it, and I believe that's what happened. But a good shot by Jake, and he talked a little bit about he was running out of options or didn't have a play there. Basically, he's right, because we didn't have anybody to release in the corner, and that's where Gould was trying to go. So as he cut in front, he just was getting there late, and the shot was taken. And a big goal for us gets us off to a good start. And the one thing I like about our team is our starts in the first period. We had good first periods. We've been able to score that first goal, and I think that's so huge to get off to a good start. The other thing is we didn't lose a period of hockey all weekend, and we like to try and break it down, but every period we either tied or outscored them, and that's critical. And you do that, Dirk, and I guarantee you're going to win games.
No doubt about it. Diego Cugliana ties the game at the 12-12 mark of the first period.
We found it pasty.net. And visit Computer Mechanics for all of your computer needs, no matter what you're looking for. Computer Mechanics has it. Lake State wins the draw. Shot, tip, scores. Went off. Did I go off a Husky and in?
Cuglietta is actually who redirected it. It was tough to tell live, but Cuglietta did a nice job to get a stick on that. And was that a coverage breakdown there, Coach, along with losing the draw?
Yeah, a little bit. No, it was a real good play from them. They had a few nice plays on the weekend just off faceoffs. And, it's a little bit of a, we call it a D1 time, where they win the draw over D2D and takes a shot. And, our center lost the draw clean, and then he's got to stay with the center, and he didn't quite get Cuglietta's stick there. But a great play by them, well executed, and obviously Angus had no chance on that goal. So it was a tough goal to give up, but having said that, you're gonna have those moments. You're gonna lose faceoffs. You just have to understand your assignments and make sure you pick up guys.
It seemed like the Lakers in that first period on Saturday night, most of their offensive chances came from the blue line.
They did. They did a real good job of. They won some board battles down low, and they kicked it out to their point guys, and they caught us a little bit half in between, halfway into the corner, halfway to the point.
No man's land
a little bit. We're trying to help out down low and think we're going to get the puck, and the puck got by us quite a bit on the boards, and now our winger is trying to get out to the defenseman, and we didn't have the angle to block shots or take that lane away to the net, and that's something that we made some adjustments on. I think between the second, third period, did a much better job, and denied the point shots, but they had a number of point shots in that first period. Everything seemed to they generated most of their offensive chances from their points on that first period on Saturday.
Shots in the first period, 13-7 in favor of Michigan Tech, and then the Lakers get their only lead of the weekend, and that comes at the 2:57 mark of period number two.
Now able to get it down there for Gelsinger, the freshman, over for Holtz, the centerman. Centering pass, scores! Wow! What a play to Toro on a one-timer from in between the circles, and he rocketed that one past goaltender Redmond to give the Lakers their first lead of the weekend.
Coach, I thought Mitch Holtz was a bit of a thorn in our side, especially on Saturday night. He seemed to play really well, and that was a nice feed by him to Toro, who was wide open and just launched it.
Well, obviously, Mitch is a good player. He leads their team in scoring, and you know, he's a big guy. He skates well for a kid his size. He's got really good hands. You know, good offensive mind. So he can be a handful. And I thought Mike Neville did a real good job on him all weekend. Fortunately, we were able to have that matchup. So for the most part, we could kept him off the score sheet. If you could limit him to, I believe he only had 1 point on the weekend, mm-hmm. then you've done a good job. So, and I thought Mike Neville, Reed Sterls, Jake Jackson, that line did a nice job all weekend. But, you know, they got freed and real nice play. They won again. They won a board battle down low on us, and they found that hole in our defensive coverage. And as much as the play down low was good, the shot was a real good shot by Torrell on that play.
Boy, he got everything on that
he
one.
He did. Nice shot. He nice really goal. Yep.
Yep. That made it 2-1 in favor of the Lakers. But the Huskies come back at the 16:05 mark with a big goal by Joel Esperance.
4:04 left in the second period. Lake State 2, Michigan Tech 1. First lead of the weekend. Here's a steal by Gould. Gould to the front. Scores! Ties the game up 2-2. What a play by Gavin Gould.
Gavin Gould with the steal down there. And what I really liked about this play was the way he looked at the front of the net the whole time before he passed it more towards the dot.
Yeah, he knew what was going on there. He, you know, Gavin, that's where you see his offensive instincts and creativity. I mean, he's got great vision as a forward, and that's one of the reasons why we recruit him. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He's not the strongest guy, but he's got skill, and he's got some things you can't teach, and that vision and that offensive creativity and awareness and just feel. You know, you can't teach that, and I mean, he put that puck right where Joel needed it, and again, you know, we talk about their second goal being a good play, but a great finish, and you could say that on Joel's goal. You know, it's a great play, but a great finish. I mean, he rifled that thing, and he caught him just above the pad and below the blocker on the stick-hand side, and that's a good place to shoot. So if you're out there listening, whether you're in the beer league with Dirk, or excuse me, the senior league, or you're playing high school hockey, or even below, a good place to shoot it is a goalie stick side about a foot and a half, 2 feet off the ice. I mean, it's a tough place. Most goalies go down. So that's an area just above the pad, but just below the blocker, which is tough for a goalie to get. And everybody wants to go high, mm-hmm. but that's a good place to shoot. And Joel made no mistake. And that was huge because, you know, we had four penalties that period. So you're talking about a 20-minute period, and you're on the, you know, you're killing for 8 minutes. And in succession, like, we really didn't get much 5-on-5 the last half of the first or the last half of the second period, and Thomas Beretta just come out of the box, really, and then we get that goal. So I thought that was a big goal because we didn't have a whole lot going on in that second period because we were in the penalty box the whole time. And, you know, up until that point, you know, they had 5 power plays to our 1 again. So our penalty killing really came through in the second period. I mean, they had an opportunity to extend their lead a couple times with full 2-minute back-to-back power plays, like a 10-minute mark and then 12:30 that period before we could get that equalizer. So I thought that was a real critical time in the game where our penalty killing did an outstanding job and not letting them extend that lead, because they get that lead to 3-1, and the way they work and the way they play defensively and with their goaltender, it would have been difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible to come back, but it would have been difficult. So I thought that was a critical stretch in the game, and my hat goes off to our penalty killers who did an excellent job. Like, we had to kill, you know, the first 5 of the first 6 penalties in the game again, just like we did the night before, and we did a real good job.
So, end of the second period, Nenadal gets a penalty. He gets an interference call. That's the 5-minute major, then a slashing call, or vice versa. One of them was the 5, one of them was the 2. A very rare 7-minute penalty for one guy. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, and that was a critical point in the game because we, excuse me, we'd just killed all those penalties. We tied the game up. And then, you know, and as a coach, these are the penalties you don't like to see. And we've been there. We've seen them in Duluth. We've seen them in Minnesota State this year. We saw one in overtime in Michigan State. You got to understand the game and be careful. And I'm not saying it's a penalty. I'm not saying anything bad about their player. But you have to be careful. And obviously, I've seen it. It was a good call on the 5. I mean, he hits him high and hits him in the head. And you know, that's an easy call. That's in our game right now, and that's you know, they're protecting the players, and with the concussions and everything going on, I get it. We've had a couple of those earlier this year. We saw them. So, but we took advantage of it, you know, and that's what you have to do. A lot of times you don't have control of what's going on with the officials, and that's why it's so important for us to do a good job both nights when we had to kill a lot of penalties. It was just as important when we had an opportunity to take advantage of some penalties to make it count, and we did. And that was critical. And they did a good job. They did a really good job for most of that there. You know, we slowed it down too much. And we talked about this during the intermission, how sometimes when you